Hello, Hooray for Monday listeners. This is Jenna. And somehow, we're into the last week of January already. How did that happen? If you're like me, you're thinking that ball dropped last night and you still have a few hours before those resolutions must begin. But it turns out we're actually 26 days into 2026 already. And I don't know about you, but so far my big plans for the year are off to a rough start. Turns out that's okay, which is what today's podcast is all about. And before we dive into my ruminations on this topic, I called up my colleague Maria to learn a little bit about how she's navigating her goals for the year so far. She offers some great advice that is echoed in my reflection that follows. Take a listen. Hi, Maria.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I was just calling because, you know, here we are moseying through January.
Yeah.
And I was wondering something that I have not asked you this year, which is, do you make New Year's resolutions?
I sort of do. I do like New Year's planning, I guess I would call it.
Okay. And what does that look like for you?
Well, I did something different this year than what I normally do. I know that in the past, you and I have talked about the passion planner planning, which I've done that multiple years. And so what that is, I really like. You set a timer for... Now I'm spending a lot of time telling you what I didn't do. But so that you set a timer for 5 minutes and you just kind of brainstorm if you could be, do you have anything? What would that look like? You know, and so I really like that. But I wanted to try something different this year. So what I did was I don't know how I saw this, but it appealed to me. Gretchen Rubin, who I think we've talked about her before, she wrote like The Happiness Project, and she's got this happiness journal. She does some cool stuff that I like.
I think does she also have a book about the five senses? I think
yeah.
On my nightstand.
Yeah. And she does like I don't know the number, but the something tendencies, and she's interesting. So she's very into happiness. So she had a thing, and it was 26 in 26. And it was just sort of like 26 things you want to do. So obviously it's not traditional resolutions per se, because that would be too many things. And so I just wrote a list of 26 things I want to do this year. So it's not typical resolutions, I guess. But so some of them were, you know, I want to go to museums 5 times this year, or I got an air fryer for Christmas, so I want to make sure I learn how to use it, so it's not just sitting around, you know, and I, you know, in my house. Or, you know, I read a lot, as you know, but I don't read that much nonfiction. So I wrote that I want to read a nonfiction book for every month of the year. So some of them are sort of that would be maybe like a traditional resolution, but some of them are just kind of fun things, like go out with friends more, and you know, that kind of thing. And so some of them are things that maybe are a one-off, some of them are things that you can kind of track and see how you're doing. So I just printed out the template that she has on her website, and I made a little spreadsheet so I can check in and see how it's going. And yeah, that's what I'm doing this year.
I love that. I love that also because in today's Hooray for Monday, I'm talking about my own resolutions and how I feel like at this point in January, I'm failing a bit at sticking to what I...
No, it's you can't be failing. It's so early.
It's so early. Well, that's actually what I'll write about, is this idea of like, what do you do if you feel like you're not totally accomplishing it, recognizing that it is kind of early. But what I love about the model that you're sharing is this idea of having kind of like a basket of different things to be looking at over time. So it doesn't seem like it's quite as time delimited. But in your experience, when you set goals of any sort and they're not necessarily happening, or they're not happening the way that you might want them to, what do you do in those situations?
Well, I think I read something once that I liked, and it was, you know, if you're trying to do something on a given day, and the day is not going well in that particular way, like you're trying not to eat too much sugar or something, just divide the day into quarters. And so maybe the first quarter didn't go well. Well, you know, a new quarter's happening. And so start over and don't beat yourself up for last quarter. And so you know, you can think of the day or the week or the month or the year like that, right? Like it doesn't, you know, it's not, we're what, like 3 weeks into January? It's, you know, you can start over that night or the next week or tomorrow, you know? So I think if, you know, if we think all or nothing, it feels big and frustrating sometimes, but, you know, just if we give ourselves a little grace to start over, then I think that's not as scary.
Maria is one of the many wise teachers in my life. I love that she was so quick to remind me we're still early in the year and starting again is no big deal. As you'll soon hear, that echoes the message I received from another wonderful teacher I met at the Inspired Teaching Demonstration School last week. I'm Jenna Fornell, and this is Hooray for Monday, your toolkit and inspiration for the week ahead. To try new things, we must embrace mistakes. Hooray for Monday, January 26, 2026. An interview in the Scientific American from earlier this month states that an estimated 40% of U.S. adults set resolutions in any given year. And some research suggests that as many as 88% of Americans give up on their resolutions within 2 weeks. This resembles my wobbly relationship with my own resolution for this year: to stay focused in the here and now. I'm trying to establish new habits to make this happen and messing up quite a bit. But as in all things, I found a lesson for how I might handle these mistakes differently, thanks to a recent classroom visit. A week ago, I was observing in Keonia Keaton's art class at the Inspired Teaching Demonstration School, where she was introducing pre-K-3 students to different shapes at centers around the room. It was her first day back after maternity leave, but you wouldn't have guessed that from how the class was humming with joyful energy, and she was enthusiastically moving around the room, meeting students' needs. Over in one corner of the room, students were tracing shapes using markers on transparencies laid over art prints, looking for shapes in works by artists like Jacob Lawrence and Pablo Picasso. But something wasn't working. After they finished, they were supposed to wipe off their tracing with an eraser. Only the erasers weren't doing the job. You can probably guess what happened. The markers in the station were all permanent. But Mrs. Keaton simply said out loud, "Oops, wrong markers," and she quickly found her dry erase markers, replaced the transparencies with new blank ones, and carried on about the room. The students picked up the new markers and, reveling in the fresh new colors, actually started tracing all over again. It was a beautiful example of one of my favorite rules of Inspired Teaching Improv: embrace mistakes. Rather than turn the permanent marker situation into a disruptive mess, Mrs. Keaton showed her students that things don't always go as planned. And it's not the end of the world to simply start over. In that Scientific American interview, behavioral economist Katie Milkman ended with a similar insight that might be useful for those of us lamenting our January lapses in well-intentioned New Year's goals.
P.S. If it doesn't work out this time, that doesn't mean New Year's resolutions are a bad idea next time. And P.S. you can make a new resolution next Monday, the beginning of the next week, on your birthday, or on any arbitrary day, because all of this is in our head about fresh starts anyhow. So give yourself some grace and try your best. And then if it doesn't work out, try again the next time.
It would be lovely if mistakes weren't essential to the process, but it turns out that's how we learn.
Hi there, Michelle here to remind you that if you're not already, you should subscribe to Hooray for Monday. You'll receive weekly professional learning resources on topics that matter to students, educators, and families. You can find the link to subscribe in our show notes.
Hooray for Monday is an award-winning publication of Center for Inspired Teaching, a social change nonprofit organization that champions the power of curiosity and is dedicated to transforming the school experience from compliance-based to engagement-based. Inspired Teaching provides transformative, improvisation-based professional learning for teachers that is 100% engaging intellectually, emotionally, and physically.